This is Dakota Datebook for February 4th. The flu pandemic, a century ago, lasted beyond 1918. It lingered into 1920 and sent parts of North Dakota back into lockdown. North Dakota State Health Officer recommended avoiding travel, visits, and crowding. He urged local health authorities to prohibit unnecessary gatherings and public funerals and to regulate seating in opera houses. His office also had charge of directing Red Cross aid. In Fargo, two students at the North Dakota Agricultural College died in the college barracks one day in January. Several student athletes fell ill. An outbreak also struck the college piano department. A freshman dance was canceled due to the dangers of spreading the disease. On this date in 1920, the mayor of Grand Forks forbid dances and restricted movie theaters to half capacity. Theaters also had to deny admittance to people with coughs or colds. The University of North Dakota closed for 2 weeks. First semester exams were canceled. Many students took the train home. Some remained sick in hospitals. With 150 total cases of flu on this date in 1920, Grand Forks opened a detention hospital for isolating sick people and formed a committee to fight the outbreak. In Mandan, spectators were barred from attending a Fargo-Mandan High School basketball game. In late January, Bismarck City Health Officer had banned public dances. Health authorities on this date in 1920 reported 20 new cases of flu in Bismarck and Mandan for a total of 186, including the neighboring towns. The Burley County Red Cross chapter called for volunteer nurses to aid the sick. Also on this date that year, Stark County's Board of Health banned public gatherings, shows, and dances. And with 50 cases of flu in Belfield, the city authorities placed a ban on everything and closed schools and churches. The Stark County Red Cross chapter prepared an emergency hospital. In Langdon, a physician suggested using confiscated liquor locked in courthouse vaults as a flu treatment. Stutzman County's Board of Health stopped all public meetings, dances, school entertainment, film showings, and church events, and ordered people not to congregate in stores, bars, and restaurants. The public health order was done to avoid a repetition of the severe epidemic of 1918. And on this date in Jamestown, 17 new cases of flu were reported for a total of 163, including one death. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.